This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Rentals done through websites like Airbnb and HomeAway could soon be regulated across the state. A bill on short-term housing rentals got new life yesterday as House and Senate leaders reached a compromise. The new bill came just before the two-year legislative session comes to a close, and it's now on the governor's desk. With us to explain what's in the bill is WBUR reporter Zeninjor Enwemeka from our Bostonomics team. Hi, Zeninjor.
Hey, Jack.
So what's in this new bill?
So this bill applies a 5.7% tax to short-term housing rentals. Now, that's the same tax that's currently applied to hotels and motels. It also gives cities and towns local control so they can levy additional taxes or other regulations. And it creates a statewide registry of short-term housing rentals to help track where they are. The new compromise bill also requires operators to have insurance for their short-term rentals. I spoke with State Senator Michael Rodericks, who worked on this bill.
Every community has a right to regulate and control short-term rentals as little or as much as they want, up to and including not allowing them, especially for those communities down the Cape and out in the Berkshires. It's going to mean some significant revenue for them to provide the adequate public safety and public services needed to deal with and to service the growing short-term rental market.
Senator Rodericks says the bill really levels the playing field between short-term rental companies and traditional lodging establishment, and he's confident the governor will sign it.
We should say this is a new bill, but lawmakers have been working on short-term rental legislation for a while. What's changed in this new bill?
Yeah, that's right. So the legislature passed a bill back in July, but Governor Baker sent it back with some concerns. The governor wanted to limit the amount of information that would be made public in the registry, so this new bill does that by requiring only street names instead of full addresses. The governor was also concerned about taxing people who only rent out their homes for a few days a year. So under the new bill, people who rent out their units for 14 days or less wouldn't be subjected to the lodging tax.
What's the reaction from short-term rental companies?
Well, they're not happy about it at all. They're actually urging the governor to veto it. I spoke with Philip Minardi of Expedia Group, which runs HomeAway, VRBO, and a number of other home share sites. He says the new bill isn't a compromise at all.
Very disappointing. It would be easier to convince me and I think a lot of folks across Massachusetts that a banana is an orange than to make the argument that this bill is a fair compromise.
So Minardi says the bill jeopardizes people's privacy with this public registry and puts unnecessary requirements on people who rent out their homes. Airbnb also raised similar concerns. On the other hand, some communities are thrilled about this new bill. Karen Chen is the executive director of the Chinese Progressive Association. She says people are buying housing just to rent it out on Airbnb, and that's displacing longtime Chinatown residents in their neighborhood.
If all we have is just Airbnb, you know, Boston will lose its heart and soul. You know, we want to have neighborhoods.
Chen says last summer, the number of Airbnb rentals in Chinatown doubled to about 200 over just a couple of months.
Now, you mentioned Chinatown. Doesn't Boston already have an ordinance in place to regulate short-term rentals like this?
Yeah, that's right. And it's slated to take effect January 1st. It bans investor units and requires short-term rentals to register with the city of Boston. The state bill wouldn't change what Boston is doing. Again, it allows cities and towns to make their own rules on short-term rentals. But I should note that Airbnb has filed a lawsuit against the city of Boston. So some parts of the Boston ordinance, such as the requirement that the company share data with the city, are being held up in court.
Any indication as to whether the governor plans to sign this new bill?
Well, the governor's office says he is reviewing the bill, and the governor has 10 days to decide whether to sign it. So that gives him a deadline of December 30th.
All right. That's WBUR reporter Zeninjor Enwemeka reporting on the new short-term rental bill that's now on the governor's desk. Zeninjor, thanks.
Sure thing, Jack.